First of all, I want to welcome and thank all of our guests who took time out of their busy schedules to be with us today. And while I can't name everyone, I do want to try to recognize a few that I know are here. First of all, I'd like to welcome Governor Chet Culver. We're pleased that he could be part of our ceremony and our remarks today. Also with us are State Senator Larry Noble and Representative Eric Helen, both representing John Deere Credit at the State House. Also with us today is Polk County Supervisor E.J. Giovanetti. We're also very pleased that Mayor Paula Deerenfield of Johnston could be with us today. We've enjoyed an absolutely wonderful relationship with the City of Johnston over the last 9 years, and they have been terrifically supportive of our expansion here in Johnston, so we're very pleased. Also with Paula today are City Councilmen Gerard Claybaugh, Bob Colbert, John Callen, and Richard Tingley. Welcome. In addition, Mike Tramatina, Director of Iowa Department of Development, is here, along with Beth Balzer, who is the Domestic Marketing Team Leader for the Iowa Department of Economic Development. Both have been instrumental and very key players in our building expansion, so thank you for being here. I also want to recognize Martha Willits, President and CEO of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, for joining us. And we do have a number of other partnership representatives, so I appreciate you being here. In addition, we have representatives from some of our partner companies that have played a key role in the expansion. Actually, they played a key role in the building of our existing buildings as well. First, our OPN architects. We have Ryan Companies. They were the ones that served as the general contractors of both our 2000 construction as well as our new building. They've done an absolutely terrific job as usual, and we very much appreciate their support. We also have a couple of our general contractors, Baker Electric and Baker Group, and we're truly honored to have all of you partner companies with us this morning. I also would be remiss, although this person is not a guest, I would be remiss in not publicly recognizing Jim Mina. Jim Mina is the project manager for this project. He's the facilities manager for John Deere Credit, and he pretty well single-handedly managed the project to build this building. And that is no small feat. So please join me in thanking Jim Mina for a job well done. I also want to give special welcome today to about 25 John Deere retirees that are joining us today. They've come literally from far and wide, and we so much appreciate you taking the time and the effort to be here with us on this special day. It is really the vision and the passion of these retirees and their colleagues that created the foundation that John Deere Credit really continues to build on today. So welcome to all of our retirees and guests. And last but certainly not least, I want to welcome the 1,900 worldwide employees of John Deere Credit, not all of which could be here today, but certainly the 1,100 John Deere Credit folks that work in this building. It is because of your talents and your energy and your commitment that we are gathered today to officially dedicate the opening of our new addition. So thank you. You know, the other day we were taking a little trip down memory lane, and it is absolutely amazing to think that John Deere Credit came to West Des Moines in 1986. Right, Mike? And we came here in town with a total worldwide employment of 90 employees, 1986. When we constructed the 240,000 square foot headquarters here in Johnston in 2000, We moved in the building with 745 people in this building. Today, in our headquarters, with our new addition, we now have 1,100 employees in the Johnston location, and we have over 1,900 employees in 19 countries around the world. Not a bad track record. Our 145,000 square foot addition increases our capacity for employees by about 60% in this building. After we've moved all of our people back on site, it's great to have our wind energy and John Deere risk protection group back shortly. We will have the capacity to house about 500 additional employees in our new building. So lots of room for growth, which is good news for John Deere and I think good news for the local community and the state of Iowa. We're also proud that our new building will meet the leadership in energy and environmental designation certification, we hope at the silver level, which means that it will be very energy efficient, and it again shows John Deere's continuing desire to improve upon its commitment to strong environmental stewardship. John Deere Credit's growth has been driven by our mission to facilitate the sale of John Deere equipment globally and to meet financial services needs of our dealers and our customers. Our employees have worked hard every day to earn the trust of these key constituents by keeping our promises and by delivering on exceptional customer service in both our core credit markets as well as our non-credit businesses, which is John Deere Crop Insurance and John Deere Wind Energy, both based here in this building. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Sam Allen, who is the new President and Chief Executive Officer of Deere & Company. Sam is only the ninth leader in Deere's 172-year history. Pretty amazing. We're also very proud that part of Sam's background was actually managing this group of folks for about 2 years during his career. So he comes with a little bit of credit, background, and understanding. So it's great to welcome home Sam Allen.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I think it was only a couple of years because they were afraid that I was going to break something, so they had to get me back out of here. Let me start also by thanking Governor Culver and the other elected officials for coming, not only for coming today, but for working with John Deere in a partnership. You know, when we're doing business all around the world, but what's important to be globally competitive is that in the areas that you're in, that you're able to form partnerships at the local community level with government officials as well as the state level that help you become more competitive on a global basis. And I think the number of facilities we have in Iowa and the three facilities we have here in Des Moines area are an indication of what we think about doing business in the state, so thank you very much. John Deere Credit Company was formed in 1958. That was 51 years ago. But the roots go back well before that. And I'd like to start by taking a quote out of a book, John Deere's Company, that I think was appropriate back then and is appropriate again today. Quote, "To be sure, the company's strong financial position as it entered the Great Depression aided this policy. Its results proved to be an incalculable asset for the company. The farmer's loyalty to Deere products, always strong, was greatly strengthened during the period of the Great Depression. The company's belief in the farmer was reciprocated by a farmer response that gave Deere a priceless asset for the future." End quote. And what the writer was talking about at that time was credit being lent to the farmer and credit working with the farmer to assure, rather than trying to be heavy-handed, that we were their partner during that Great Depression. And out of that came incalculable goodwill for the company. So the John Deere Credit is a strategic asset for us in many ways beyond just being a financial institution. It creates that type of bond, and we're very proud of that. And as I think about today's economic times, I think that's also very appropriate right now. Today, in the midst of this economic crisis, Deere is very, very strong, and John Deere Credit is very, very strong. And as a result of that, we have the opportunity to continue to form and cement that relationship with our customers. And for that, I want to say thank you to all 1,900-plus John Deere Credit employees worldwide. You have done a fantastic job of running this business, running it well, running it in an ethical way, running it in a conservative fashion that allows it to have very good financial results, but also in cementing relationships with our customers, which creates that advantage for us. And so I think it is a distinct honor and a great recognition that we add this addition on for you, the employees of John Deere Credit. And I'm glad to be here with you and celebrate in this. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam. It's now my great pleasure to introduce the governor of the state of Iowa, Chet Colbert.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Jim, and it's great to be with Sam Allen, the president and CEO, and to all of you, welcome. It's great to have so many hardworking Deere Credit employees with us this morning. And since Jim and Sam did not take credit for the weather, I will. I also want to welcome our legislators, local officials, Mike Tramontina and our team at the Department of Economic Development. Anytime you have this type of project, it requires a strong partnership. And Jim has also mentioned and thanked so many that helped make this project work. And the nice thing about these types of expansions, these type of economic development opportunities, is that partisan politics play no part. It's a great opportunity for all of us to come together, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and do the right thing, and all of us, especially during these challenging economic times, are doing all that we can every day to focus on job retention and job creation. And so that's why I'm so honored and privileged to be here as we expand this wonderful facility and as we celebrate the fact that 125 new, very good-paying jobs will be created as a result of this expansion at John Deere Credit. As you know, and as has been mentioned, the economy is changing, and we remain in the middle of a severe national challenge in terms of economic growth. So Iowa hasn't been immune from the difficulties created by this worldwide recession. In fact, our state budget has been cut by nearly $150 million. We're actually spending less in 2010, 2.5% less than we did in 2008. So like everyone else, whether it's a business or a family, we're trying to do more with less. But as we all know, Iowans are resilient, we're determined, and we're sometimes at our best when our backs are against the wall. We certainly saw that during the floods of 2008, when neighbors and friends and communities really came together to rally and help each other during their time of need. Communities statewide see firsthand that Iowans are ready for the jobs of the future and that we can compete with anyone. And that's in large part thanks to terrific companies like John Deere Credit. We're also bringing and expanding other companies like IBM, who decided to put 1,300 new good-paying jobs in Dubuque, Iowa just this year. Our highly educated workforce, our low cost of doing business, and our high quality of life makes Iowa a great place for new businesses, but also for existing companies like John Deere Credit. I believe that what is good for Iowa business is good for all Iowans, and I'm proud to stand with a company that takes care of its workers. Good wages do matter, and today's expansion represents great news for our state. I'm proud to say that I support businesses like John Deere Credit, which invest in Iowa, and I stand with you as a partner. And that's why I'm proud of the fact that $2.5 million in state incentives helped make this project work. And that's a good investment in Iowa's workforce and in our economy. And John Deere's expanding, investing in Iowa because they know what companies worldwide have come to learn. We've got an active community here, people committed to this city and to this state and to this region. Our quality of life in Iowa is second to none. And finally, years of good public policy at the state and local level have allowed Iowa to compete with anyone. So as governor, I'm proud to work with the legislature, local officials, and the private industry to strengthen Iowa's economy and to capitalize on our state's unlimited opportunities. We're also showing that even during tough economic times, good things can happen and continue to happen in Iowa. Here's what I mean. There are only three states in the nation that have a lower unemployment rate than we do in Iowa. Additionally, in 2008, Iowa had the eighth fastest growing economy in the nation, and we are one of the top states, the fourth best place in the nation, according to CNBC, to do business. This means Iowa's business climate is now ranked among the very best in the country. And Forbes magazine has ranked eight Iowa cities as some of the best places to do business, including the Des Moines metro area. And this didn't happen by accident. This is happening because we've kept our focus on economic growth. We've made sure that state government lives within its means. We've worked day in and day out to create good private sector jobs. And partners like John Deere Credit are listening, and they're growing their businesses and partnering with us too. So you can see Iowa is well positioned to get through this worldwide and national economic time. In fact, we're better situated than almost any state in the nation. And we're continuing to move Iowa forward in terms of economic and job creation, and this expansion here today highlights that. In closing, I want to finish by saying that the people who are making this event possible, the employees, are to be commended too. You're doing outstanding work, and as governor, I value the great contributions that you're making to John Deere Credit and to Central Iowa. The leadership team from across the country and around the world, I want to welcome each and every one of you. And I want to thank you for what you've done to help keep John Deere Credit as one of the very best and largest financial companies in the nation. Thanks for being here today, and together we will work to continue to make Iowa the very best place in the nation to do business, to raise a family, and to work. Thank you all.
Thanks, Jim.